As most of the movie rolls onto the take-up reel, the take-up reel turns slower and the feed reel has to turn faster. At the end of a reel, the feed reel turns so fast the alarm will start ringing to warn you that a changeover is coming up. The dark is hot from the bulbs inside the projectors, and the alarm is ringing. Stand there between the two projectors with a lever in each hand, and watch the corner of the screen. The second dot flashes. Count to five. Switch one shutter closed. At the same time, open the other shutter. Changeover. The movie goes on. Nobody in the audience has any idea. The alarm is on the feed reel so the movie projectionist can nap. A movie projectionist does a lot he's not supposed to. Not every projector has the alarm. At home, you'll sometimes wake up in your dark bed with the terror you've fallen asleep in the booth and missed a changeover. The audience will be cursing you. The audience, their movie dream is ruined, and the manager will be calling the union. You wake up at Chrissy Field. The charm of traveling is everywhere I go, tiny life. I go to the hotel, tiny soap, tiny shampoos, single-serving butter, tiny mouthwash, and a single-use toothbrush. Fold into the standard airplane seat, you're a giant. The problem is your shoulders are too big. Your Alice in Wonderland legs are all of a sudden miles so long they touch the feet of the person in front. Dinner arrives. A miniature do-it-yourself chicken cordon bleu hobby kit. Sort of a put-it-together project to keep you busy. The pilot has turned on the seatbelt sign, and we would ask you to refrain from moving about the cabin. You wake up at Meigs Field. Sometimes Tyler wakes up in the dark, buzzing with the terror that he's missed a reel change, or the movie has broken, or the movie has slipped just enough in the projector that the sprockets are punching a line of holes through the soundtrack. After a movie has been sprocket run, the light of the bulb shines through the soundtrack and instead of talk, you're blasted with a helicopter blade sound of whop, whop, whop as each burst of light comes through a sprocket hole. What else a projectionist shouldn't do? Tyler makes slides out of the best single frames from a movie. The first full frontal movie anyone can remember had the naked actress Angie Dickinson. By the time a print of this movie had shipped from the West Coast theaters to the East Coast theaters, the nude scene was gone. One projectionist took a frame, another projectionist took a frame. Everybody wanted to make a naked slide of Angie Dickinson. Porno got into the theaters, and these projectionists, some guys, they built collections that got epic. You wake up at Boeing Field. You wake up at LAX.